You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hello, everybody. My name is Joey Kidney, and welcome back to the Happy Times Podcast. Today, wow. Okay, I can't believe I'm going to do this, but today we're going to be talking about something that I feel like a lot of us are kind of like just automatically put into the same situation where we're put into the middle of it. We see everything. And I think we've seen a lot of it, especially during like this lockdown and the pandemic, because people have time to dig up stuff like this cancel culture and everything like that. You know, we've seen a lot about our favorite creators and it's really tough to watch. It's also tough to hear what is coming out and stuff. And we're kind of just put in the situation that, okay, here's what's happened. Let's shove it down your throats. No matter what, like, say you want to get past the day, you can't get past this day without hearing about it. And the latest thing has been this relationship on TikTok. Okay. Now, to give more context about it, basically there's four people involved. I don't really know them. All right. There's one guy named Jaden, and his ex-girlfriend was named Mads, and then a girl named Nessa, and her ex-boyfriend, Josh. So Nessa and Jaden released a song together, and then they started, just like any, like, have you ever noticed that when any artists release a song, they start dating? Have you ever noticed that? It's a complete publicity stunt, so I'm curious if this is it. But basically, long story short, they both dumped their significant others and started dating each other. And it's really weird. It's really weird. And the whole TikTok community is a little upset about it. And I wanted to kind of talk about it in the sense that I don't want to like specifically talk about how all of the information that I've seen on the internet or like what I know about them, because frankly, it's not that much. But I wanted to talk about the situation kind of like in a whole, in the sense that I don't believe that dating in the friend group is a good idea. Like, that's my one rule. I have one rule in my friend group, and it's not to date each other, right? Like, we've watched Friends, we watched How I Met Your Mother, we've watched all of these TV shows that kind of like glamorize the idea, you know? And I think it's definitely hard not to. When you're in a good group of friends, you follow closely with each other, and you fall in love with each other. But I think, you know, there's always that one, like, there's one true pair in there. There's one true pair. And in my friend group, we have that. We have that one true pair in our friend group. But once that one pair happens, there's no more. There's no room for another pair. There's no spot for another couple. That's it. That's all there is. And I think maybe it sounds a little discouraging to you, but you're allowed to watch this. Excuse me, I had a hiccup. You're allowed to watch this couple like flourish and be a part of their lives. Like, it's this amazing thing. Like, the only thing that we can relate to that we've all seen is movies, right? Movies and TV shows. And you know, in like movies where like a couple gets married and you're able to see like the friends at the wedding, and it's just like this amazing thing because they've supported this couple for so long. I think that's awesome. I think that's great. But here's why I don't date in the friend group. A lot of the time, and you know, relationships don't work out. More times than not, they don't work out. And that's not a bad thing. I think it's good to like test it out and see where you're going. But half the time when you break up with somebody, you don't remain friends with them, right? So take a friend group, you date somebody, and it doesn't work out. You're not going to be best bud. It's going to take months. It may take years until you can like sweep it all under the rug and act like nothing happened, right? So the reason why that this whole Jaden and Nessa thing isn't going to work is out of the pure reason that it was built out of hatred, right? When you take relationships that were just built out of spite, when you take relationships that maybe it's built up of publicity, who knows? But when you kind of sabotage another person in your friend group to go and be with somebody else, your relationship was established by hatred. It was out of spite. It was something negative. Okay, I don't feel good in this situation. Let me go make a positive one. And somebody else was in that too. And it's just kind of like butting heads with each other. And I don't think it's a very positive thing. And you're taking, sorry, my brother's making coffee. If you hear a grinder in the background, we're making our own coffee now. And you know, he's a little bit addicted. But so when you take two friends or best friends in a situation and you kind of separate them, you're damaging every single heart in the process. And that's, I just don't even know how to explain it, in the sense that this is an awful thing to do. And the reason why it won't work is because it was formed on so much hate, right? You it's just an awful thing to see when you see somebody openly betray somebody who they trusted or that trusted them, you know? And this is something as, it may be as simple as a relationship. Okay. You know, it's really hard to watch when you can see in somebody's eyes that they know they're doing wrong, but they're doing it anyways. And they're doing it anyways because they don't know how to turn back and they feel like it's us against the world. And I think that's just this, it doesn't even just go with relationships or cheating or taking your ex's or your best friend's ex or anything like that. It's not always about that, but it's when you watch somebody tear their life apart. And I think that also goes with cancel culture. You know, we hop in this bandwagon and for some people, there's no turning back. Some people feel so embarrassed that they just keep going. And that's a really hard thing to understand. And I'm the type of person, and some people are going to say I'm awful for this. I'm the type of person that when something like bad happens in the world, when something goes wrong, when somebody does something wrong, even it could be the like most gruesome thing in the world, I always like to understand like why. Why did they choose to do this? What went through their head that they were like, okay, I need to do this. I need to go through this scenario in order to be better or to better my life, or because there's no turning back. Like, what is it? And so I would love to know what is going on in their head. Say this isn't a publicity stunt. It most likely is, because, okay, they're the most talked about couple on internet couple right now, and they just released a new song. They were on Ellen. Like, why wouldn't they keep going with this? You know, there's footage of them, like they see a paparazzi take a photo of them and they're like, oh, okay, wait, let me kiss her on the head with my mask on. Like, what is going through your head? And I'm not here to like label anybody. I have no right to do that. I just want to understand why. And so I'm more thinking out loud out here, because it's so interesting to me on how people can damage their lives so much because they're scared of owning up to it and thinking that they're wrong. And I don't know about you, that hits home. I remember growing up, I would say I broke a glass in my house, and my mom would come up to me and be like, okay, did you break this glass? And I'd be like, no. She'll be like, I saw you do it. And I'll be like, no, I didn't do it. No, it wasn't me. And I would go to lengths to try to lie because I was so embarrassed about, not even about that I broke the glass, but about that I was so deep into it, into this lie that I just kept going. There was no way out. And so if you're listening to this right now and you feel like, you know, you got a lot of guilt on your shoulders and you think that the only way out is to go through it, listen, I know it's going to be painful to admit your wrongs. I know it's going to be painful to own up to your mistakes, but I can tell you that it's a lot less painful. It may be a couple days of heartache, okay? Maybe even 15 minutes, maybe in a really stressful 5 minutes, maybe it's a few hours, but it's definitely not a lifetime. And so when you deal with this, when you go through something that's kind of, I know there's a scientific way to explain this. I don't really remember it. But when you go through something like this, you're basically using that devil on your shoulder, right? And you're fighting just against everything else in you that tells you that it's right. And in this scenario, so a lot of the times we listen to our head. And I don't think listening to your head is like ever a good situation. I always think that listening to your heart is the way to go. Because, sorry, not your heart. Your heart's wrong as well. I think about listening to your gut. That's what I meant to say. Your gut is the most important thing. And I don't know why, but in these situations where we feel like, okay, there's so many different possibilities, we can close our eyes and we can almost get like this like nauseous, anxious, nervous feeling in our gut that's telling us the answer. And a lot of the time we just need to close our eyes and listen to it. Right? And we're going through these situations where we're like, okay, I messed up bad. What do I do? And then the first thing is like, okay, do I come clean? You know, do I admit to this? Do I open up about my mistake? That's usually the right answer. Right? I'm not saying that always, I think always telling the truth is the best thing. And what's actually funny is about this story about my mom and breaking the glass. I now tell her everything. Like, this Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. I need to get something off my chest. I recently turned 28 and I'm freaking out. Owning a home, taxes, and being a real adult comes with a lot of stressors that I wasn't really prepared for. And the best way to get something off of my chest is to talk to someone, which is where therapy comes into my life. Talking with someone that has the knowledge and information to help me look at my issues from a different perspective has helped me slow down my life a little bit and help calm me down. If this is something that you can relate to, then I recommend you give BetterHelp a try. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. You can visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes. And now back to the episode. I remember last week, my mom gave me like chicken to bring home and she was like, eat it, don't throw it out. And my girlfriend was like, we didn't end up eating it. We had to throw it out. And my girlfriend was like, oh my God, don't tell your mom. Don't tell her. She's going to be so mad. Don't tell your mom. So what did I do? I called my mom and I was like, hey, Mom, I forgot about the chicken. I didn't get to eat it. So I had to throw it out. Boom, done, easy. And she was like, oh my God, she's going to be so mad. And my mom was like, that's okay. Joey, just try not to waste food next time. Right. And that's such a simple little tiny example, but I think it goes a long way. You know, there's so many situations in our lives where it's like, we always say, I wish they came to me first. You know, I wish they talked to me. I wish they told me. I don't want to be somebody who wishes that they told somebody something because I'm going to be living with the guilt on my chest for the rest of my life. Right? And so, I don't expect Jaden or Nessa to listen to this. I don't expect anybody who even knows who they are to listen to this. And it might be a little different listening to, you know, a topic. I literally couldn't get it off my screen. Every single scroll I did, it popped up and it ate me away inside because I've been in the situation where somebody dated inside their friend group and it was really tough. Like I was dating somebody and they brought them into their friend group to invite them to some parties. And then next thing you know, they started dating and it was a little weird, but that was fine. With me, but it really just like separated the entire friend group. And I wasn't friends with my friends for, I don't know, 2 years. And all because you know, that happened. And so it's just kind of like, save yourself from the scenario and really open up and explain how you're feeling. And I definitely let people know how I was feeling, but I think it was too easy on it. I basically said, okay, you know what, that's fine. I wish this didn't happen, but you know, if you really like the person, go for it. I knew it wasn't going to work out. Do you know why I knew it? Like, that's why I said go for it, because I knew it wasn't going to work out. And that was probably bad on my part, but the reason why I knew it wasn't going to work out is because it's built out of hatred. When we build stuff out of hate, it falls and burns quickly. Please understand that. When you do something out of spite and it feels good, it's going to feel like shit in a few days. Trust me. Trust me. Like, I think we forget how to be good humans, right? Like, you know, when this pandemic all started, a lot of people were really sad. And there's a, hey, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of reasons to be upset about it. I was content with it. And the only reason why was because for once in my life, I felt like people weren't against each other. We were finally working together to beat something. And it felt really good to watch. It felt really good to be a part of. Because we weren't trying to backstab people. We weren't trying to go behind someone's back and like work out a problem. Like, oh my God, I'm going to get vaccinated faster than you. You know, I'm going to beat this virus faster. No, we all have to beat it. And we worked out as a team. There was no shortcuts. There was no out of spite actions. There was nothing. It was like, how do we solve this? Don't get me started with government and stuff, but you know what I mean here. Just don't do stuff out of spite. Don't do stuff because you just don't be fucking stupid. Okay? Like, the scenario is so dumb. So dumb. Don't be this person. I don't care if you're in a frat. I don't care if you're like the badass in high school or like the girl that like parties with the boy. I don't care about anything. I don't, you're not strong for dating your friend's ex. That's not cool. That's not, it's like anybody who's ever watched like How I Met Your Mother, right? You know what the bro code is, even if you're a girl. And if you're a bro, you better know what the bro code is. You just don't date your buddy's ex, current girlfriend, whatever. You just don't. And you definitely don't do it out of spite. It's just really tough to watch people make bad decisions when they know they're in the wrong. And I hope as we're watching this, you know, you don't have to say anything. You don't have to use your voice to open up about somebody else's situation like I'm doing. But I just wanted to make this because I think it's a really interesting thing. It's on our screens all day and was like, how do we feel about this? How are we supposed to feel about this? Because it's just like a Kardashian situation where this media tells us how we should feel. It tells us who we should hate. It tells us everything. It demands us to feel a certain way. So I just wanted to remind you that you have your own feelings about it. You have the right to not give a shit about it. You have the right to care fully about it. You have the right to have your own opinion, but you also have the right to have no opinion. But when I looked at it, when I couldn't get this damn thing off my screen, and it was just like, these people are like, just doing awful, simple but awful things. And they're not going to benefit anything out of it. Yeah, they might get a little bit more plays on their song, right? They might get some more money. But I can tell you this right now, every single friend that I have in LA that has too much money is so freaking depressed. And I'm tired of like holding back on that, not saying how I truly feel about it, because it's really sad to watch. Every YouTuber, every influencer that I've seen like grow up and make money are so sad. Like, I have a lot of friends asking me like, oh my God, you're going to move to LA. No, I'm literally never going to go there, because every single person there just sits on their damn phone and like smokes weed and is just so, so sad. Every single day, they just wake up, think of a video that's going to get views and drink. And I, you know, maybe, okay, granted, it's not everybody. I know I sound very jealous right now, but that's not the lifestyle I want to live. I don't want to have to backstab a friend in order to get views and pay my bills. I don't want to do that. I want to make the stuff that I'm making right now. I want to go running with my dog. I want to take my Jeep and I want to go camping. I want to go kayaking. I want to bike with my friends that I grew up in my childhood. I don't care about how many cars I can have in the garage, how much rent I have to pay to make a video that says, "Hey, YouTube, I bought a house." You know, I don't want to do that. And I definitely don't want to backstab any of my friends that have been friends with me for a lifetime just so I can get a view. Or listen on a song. So if you're watching all of this crap go on, even with the H3 with Trisha Paytas and everything like that, just know that they're just trying to make a buck. And I think it's awful. Anyways, that's how I feel about it. I just really wanted to get off my chest. But more importantly, I want to talk about today's sponsor on the podcast. I may have forgot about to do it at the start, but we're going to do it now. The sponsor is Care Of, and they are a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals and vitamin plan with a customized vitamin plan. And so all of their products are formulated with a good for you, clean ingredient and backed by science. And they have a really, really, really good in-depth 5-minute online quiz that asks you about your diet, your lifestyle, your health concerns, and all to address your specific wellness goals. So I took the quiz and it's really, really easy. It's like a one-on-one consultation with a nutritionist without even leaving your house. And all the questions about your diet and your lifestyle, like I've said, and then next thing you know, you receive a package in this cute little box with your name on it, and it comes with individual compostable packets so you can do some good in the world. And they're very small, and it's just an impactful way to be more sustainable every single day. And that's a really good benefit. Not only are you helping your body, you're helping this world. And so switching from the like bulky bottles to Care Of's compostable vitamin packets is a simple way to practice more eco-friendly mindset at home or even on the go. So don't worry, I'm not just going to tell you about this and not give you a discount code. You can go to takecareof.com and enter the code HAPPYTIMES50 for 50% off your first order. So for 50% off your first order, go to takecareof.com and enter the code HAPPYTIMES50. Genuinely, I hope you guys do it. It's really good stuff. And again, we're helping the environment, and that's awesome. And you're helping yourself, and you're helping your body, and that's amazing. If anybody is curious, I have started today, actually. I don't know if anybody wants me to talk about it on the next podcast. If you do, make sure you DM me on Instagram at Joey Kidney. I'm starting the 75 Hard Challenge, which is hard. Basically, you have to work out twice a day. Hold on, let me try to find the thing here. You have to do 2 45-minute workouts. One of the workouts must be outdoors. You have to follow a diet, and my diet, I'm going to be trying to gain weight, so I need to be at a surplus, and so I have to eat like 3,000 to 5,000 calories a day, which is really hard for me, but I'm going to try. There's no alcohol and no cheat meals. I might have to have cheat meals to try to get more calories in. You have to drink a gallon of water, you have to read 10 pages of a book, and you have to take a progress pic. It says 10 pages of a nonfiction book, but I think any type of read is good for you. And so that's what I'm doing. So I just finished my first workout, and then I hopped on this podcast to do this thing because I was just fired up. And yeah, we'll see how that goes. And so if you want me to talk about that on a full podcast, please let me know. But I hope this maybe provided some insight to you guys in the maybe the influencer world, and how, you know, somebody who's on the platform sees it versus somebody who's just seeing it from what the influencers want you to see. I hope you understand, and I hope you enjoy the podcast. And if you do, please message me 75 Hard. If you've listened this far, message me 75 Hard, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Okay, bye.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.